You're listening to oneofus.net.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
You know, Sigourney Weaver's dad created the Today Show and the Tonight Show, Pat Weaver, at NBC. He was a network executive, and he created the format.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And her uncle, Doodles Weaver, was a comedian.
Doodles?
Who famously used to claim he had an autographed picture of Jesus. And he had one up in his apartment.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I don't do with that what you will.
Wait, what's the one thing you guys have, like, lied about with, like, a very outlandish thing?
I do.
Wow. Doodles Weaver.
And welcome again to Trash in the Can, where we watch bad movies because we bury people, bitch. I am Eric Samaniego, and with me as always is the Action Jackson to my Jackson Pollock. And I say that because I had to poop during the movie. Right, Sulek. Right, how are you doing?
Doing better than you. Well, actually, you're doing good now.
No, I'm great. No, I just had some poison in me that I had to...
like, flush.
Release the demons, as it were.
Of course you did.
So we have a first time...
I love you're just shocked already.
Yeah, this is the show. I'm sorry.
This is why he was like, I haven't listened to this in years. And you're like, fuck me. What am I doing?
We have a guest that I think regrets agreeing to do this. First time on the show. I realized just now that I was introducing you. I don't know your last name.
That's okay.
Okay.
Austin...
Presley.
Presley.
So, Austin, you're one of my oldest friends.
That's true.
You do look pretty old.
So we...
Wait, am I your oldest friend?
No.
No. I don't... But
Keith.
Like...
Brandon.
Keith Hernandez.
I love you were like hurt for a second. Like, who's...
Keith Salas.
Who's Keith? Keith?
Yeah.
Keith,
who's this slut?
When
did you guys meet?
In high school.
High school, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When... No. I mean, like, age-wise. Am I, like, of your, like, group of actual friends? Not like, oh, no, I have an old friend.
Oh, no, the
like
guy who runs
70.
The podcast network is how old?
162.
Yeah, that piece of shit is so old.
Yeah, he's real old. Yeah, Chris, surprised you're still alive.
Yeah, Chris, if you're listening to this, you have some very shocking opinions because you're an old person.
Just curious.
Everyone looks nervous when you open your mouth. Anyway.
Just curious.
Love you.
No, it's an honor to be here. I've listened to...
Three episodes.
Three to five episodes of the podcast.
You stopped after one particular one.
I did.
Yeah.
Phantom
of the Paradise.
Phantom of the Paradise, which is one of my top five favorite
top
movies.
Five top movies? Five. Really?
Yeah. I think it's a great movie. And so I agree it didn't belong in our show. It was... We had not really heard of it. We knew what it was,
We were young. We were like 35.
And somebody brought it to the show.
Five.
Tessa brought it to the show. God, 35 does sound young to me now.
Actually, I know. I just said that, and we might have been 35.
Yeah, because it was years ago.
That was
a single-digit episode.
Yeah.
It was, I think, literally the second episode.
It was the sixth.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
You listened to the show.
I do know.
Look,
I listened to...
No, I edit them, okay?
Yeah, but you listen to them.
I will say... I definitely listened to the Tiny Tim episode. Was that the first one?
That was the first one.
Yeah, that was.
And then I guess I skipped Phantom of the Paradise, and then it immediately pissed me off.
Yeah.
I did listen to every episode of your previous podcast.
Oh, the Match Cut?
No, not that one. The one before that.
And now this?
Yes.
Jesus, my condolences. Was it good?
It was entertaining. Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't recorded well.
Like, I mean, that's probably technically true.
Yeah, it wasn't mastered terribly well.
I wasn't in charge of that stuff.
And one of your... I've talked to you about this multiple times. You should cut this out. But
Wait, don't talk about that then, because okay. I'm not going to cut things out.
You don't cut things out?
No, not really.
He tries not to. Unless really somebody says something incredibly offensive. And by someone, me. Sometimes I let a little
too loose. Don't get on his fucking wavelength, okay?
I'll try not to.
Don't.
I'll try to stop making eye contact.
But there have been some good lines cut from the show because, you know, we're a little worried about how they'll play outside of this room.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, they're,
you know. That's why Wright stopped recording when we were talking about Gaza.
Yeah.
Oh.
It makes sense now.
You should cut that joke out. It didn't land.
Free Palestine. The show official. That's the official podcast dance.
Yeah. Free Palestine, Austin.
Sure.
For once.
I am on everyone's side.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's been way too long since we've seen each other, and now I see why.
That's not true. It's because I don't answer the phone.
Who's breaking up with who?
Yeah. I am one of Wright's oldest friends. We went to high school together. We lived together for 2 years.
2 years. Well, you're my first roommate in Austin. Yeah.
I'm here for work, but Wright asked if I wanted to be on the show, and I'm super excited.
Too afraid to say no.
Too afraid to say no. I'm super excited to be on the show.
Because we did like films and comedy together.
Yeah,
there's
nobody I like to talk about movies with than
me.
His name is Wright.
A large baby. No, there's nobody in the world I like to talk about movies with more than Wright Sulik.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I can think of a number of people I have more fun doing that with. But they won't agree to do a show with me. Show with you. So we watched a movie from 1989, I believe.
Yes.
Called Action USA. That's the title it was released under, but it looks like it was a different title originally, A Handful of Trouble, which I think is a better title. What do you guys think?
Yeah, absolutely a better title. Yeah. Action USA does not do anything for anybody.
It doesn't communicate at all what the movie is other than we're going to see shit blow up probably.
Well, it feels like the most generic action movie name ever. Like, right. It feels like that's the pinnacle of like what any action movie could ever be called other than John Wick or Fast and Furious. Yeah.
They should have at least called it Action Texas because the fact that it's in Texas was right.
That's a huge point.
It comes up a lot.
Yeah. And like that actually would have been cool.
It's better than Action USA.
Oh, that's for sure.
True. Yeah.
Because I kind of got the impression from the title and the trailer we would be supposedly traveling across the country or something.
I thought so too. Yeah.
It's literally Waco.
Waco.
Which, Action Waco.
Well, they're supposed to be going somewhere else, but they definitely did not leave the city of Waco.
Now, we're all from Texas, and we all know Waco, and you drive through Waco.
Yeah, you drive through Waco if you're lucky. Yeah.
Waco is, I'm going to only say this once, is a piece of shit.
Why would you only say that once? It's true.
It's really bad. It's an awful city.
Now, Waco, is that the place now where that a couple that's from
Chip
the,
and Joanna yes, Gaines.
They've sort of gotten a stranglehold on the city now, right?
They have. They're the king and queen of Waco, Texas.
Wait, who?
You know, Chip and Joanna.
They had a
Magnolia Bakery?
Yes. Yeah, no, not Magnolia Bakery. Magnolia Bakery is a New York bakery.
They have Magnolia something? I don't know. But they had a TV show.
I think
like
their production company
is
called
show.
Magnolia.
Oh, okay.
I think it was on HGTV. It's called Fixer Upper?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Oh, wait. They live in Waco?
They live in Waco. They've always lived in Waco.
Wait, are they blind?
I didn't mean to say that way.
Jesus. So dismissively and disgustedly.
I'm sorry, blind
people. We
should
take all the blind people and cripples and put them in a camp.
Oh, my God. Right. You'd think you'd love blind people.
What?
Just because, you know, they figure out who you are.
Okay.
And then they hate you. So they don't hate you immediately.
All right.
So the king and queen of Waco, they've built a whole compound there. And that's not an exaggeration. They have a production company. It's like a whole thing. There's an economy based around them in Waco at this point.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
What's crazy to be like, think of being one of those people like Tyler Perry. That now has an economy based around him doing things.
Yeah.
Although I saw something in the press where he was talking about now using AI to write scripts and like just reduce the number of people he would need to employ.
What? No, he was in the process of building, expanding on his an $800 million production facility in Atlanta.
And he stopped.
And he stopped because he said, now that I've seen this AI stuff, there's no future for this, basically.
That fucking dum-dum.
Yeah, yes.
Or so, I mean, he, or just awful well, person. Well,
yes, yeah. Awful, I would say that's more accurate, as he's like, awful and spineless. Not going to pay people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love it. Like, oh, there's no future in this. It's like, you mean you don't want to do that?
He's someone in a position that could advocate to stay. We're using real people and workmen and all that stuff. And he's like,
yeah, he's like, I'm not going to be a part of the solution. Yeah. I'm just going to worry.
And he was in fucking Gone Girl. That son of a bitch.
That's an excellent movie.
It is an excellent movie. He was in fucking Gone Girl.
He was Alex Cross for that one movie.
He was Alex Cross.
Well, that's the one where the guy from Lost like every like shred of body fat.
Yep.
The Hurley?
I don't know.
No, not the fat guy. Oh. It's the guy from Matthew Fox from Party of Five.
Yeah.
You thought the obese guy lost every pound of body fat for a movie with him?
And Tyler Perry.
Look,
I had hope.
Like, we just saw him in the Munsters movie when we did it on the show.
Oh, he was in the Munsters movie?
Yeah, he plays an Igor kind of character.
Oh, wow. Matthew Fox does or Hurley?
Hurley, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I just watched Matthew Fox
swallow a bullet.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Matthew Fox is in Speed Racer.
I like that Speed Racer.
I loved it.
So, actually, you would say, how did we open?
Oh, it's the guy and the girl. What's her face? Carmen San Diego. And
that's triggering for me.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Oh, my last name is Samaniego. And when I was a little kid, that show was very popular. And
the cartoon or the game show?
The game show. So all the kids would be like, where in the world is Eric Samaniego?
Yeah.
I was the only kid bullied by whatever that acapella group's name was. Rockapella?
Pentatonics.
Pentatonics.
We're all bullied by Pentatonics. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my bullies called me fat ass, and you know, they didn't make fun of my name. They just said, call me fat.
Actually, yeah, right now that we're on this, what did your bully say to you specifically that hurt the most?
You know,
let's get that recorded.
My bullies, they did not, I don't know, I didn't really have a ton. Like, I don't remember.
So they didn't call you ton?
I didn't really have any. In the end,
is crazy because I've seen pictures of you as a kid, and I would have bullied the hell out of you.
Gee, fuck you. Okay,
what did I say? You look like
that we're friends now.
No, I know. Well, I was not a bully. I was a bullied person.
One time, you told me that you were walking home from school, and your backpack was so full of books that
I fell over.
You
yes.
fell over, like and you couldn't get back up.
Yes, because I was that kind of nerd where I had all
you took
of
all
my
your books.
Books
everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, and I had my trombone with me as well that weighed at least, it weighed at least 150 pounds. And
if the trombone made a noise as you fell on it.
Well, like,
Eric, just to clarify, he didn't play trombone. He just carried one around.
Well, like, I tripped on a crack. In the sidewalk in front of the school, Wilson Middle School.
So it was in Plano, so you tripped on some crack. Oh, no, wait, heroin is there.
Heroin
thing, right?
Is the. Yeah. Right.
That joke is literally 30 years old.
I know, so it's finally ripened.
It's finally good for you because you do a lot of old jokes.
Oh, yeah for sure.
I fell over, but I put my hands out first, and all the weight on my backpack, I immediately broke my wrist.
Really?
Yeah.
And, now I feel bad for laughing about
it. Well, you should. And
I thought you just couldn't get back down, get back up.
Well, like I couldn't because like I fell down on my chest, and then the backpack was crushing me because it was so fucking heavy. And then I rolled over in the driveway of the front of the school, and I was basically a fucking turtle because the straps on my backpack were holding me, pinning me down. I was like. And like I was in shock because I couldn't even like say anything, and I saw people like walking into the school, and I was trying to like.
Oh, this was on your way into school?
No, this is after school. Yeah, okay. I couldn't do anything. I was just like so like I was like ugh. And then all of a sudden this giant Suburban like screeches out of nowhere and this
runs right over you.
And like he gets out of the car, I was like, hey kid, I saw everything. Are you okay? And like, oh, And he runs up to me. He's like, hold on, Kim. Let me help you up. Jesus. And he's like, let me get somebody. And so he runs in the school. And I'm just like, just like still lying there. Wow. And he comes out with the nurse. And they try to help me up. But I guess I was like 300,000 pounds. And so they had to like take the backpack off. And I'm like, oh, that's what it was. I'm like, oh. And they take me to the nurse. And so here's the funniest thing I think about the entire story.
What?
So I was in the nurse's office and the nurse was like, oh my God, are you okay? I was like, I don't know. I really hurt my hand. And, like, and then my mom comes in and she's like, Jesus Christ, what did happen to you? And
she was not smoking when she came in.
Yeah, he did a hand gesture.
I did a hand gesture. And he's like, let's go home. I'm like, okay. And so we go home and I was like, I don't know. I think my hands really hurts. And it's like, really, really? Do you really want to go to the hospital? I was like, oh, yeah, I think so. I was like, okay, try to move your arm. Just try. And I was like, okay. Like, I just move it like an inch and I like screaming. And she's like, Jesus Christ.
And she might have been smoking for the
second. She might have been
smoking. That one, she might have
been
smoking.
That was at home.
And, so. And they take me to the ER and they do an x-ray and I broke my wrist like on impact. Because all the weight and me just being overweight.
For sure.
Yeah. And I was in a cast for a little while. It's because I tripped on myself.
Speaking of Action USA.
Yeah, how did people not get injured doing this movie?
Yeah, really. So, like, the lead girl, Carmen, and her boyfriend,
yeah, they're cruising around in his
sporty
car.
Like, is it a vet, you said?
Corvette, yeah.
Corvette. Okay, he has two blenders of
an engine
sticking out of this fucker.
Right.
And they are just, like, zooming around. It's kind of like the beginning of Wolf of Wall Street, where he's like, not with the voiceover or anything, but it just like, man, showing off. Are you okay?
I just saw you holding your eyes shut.
He was like, why did I agree to do this?
No, I'm picturing the beginning of the movie.
But they're just doing it around. And now you brought up some trivia that she made the decision herself not to wear a bra.
To clarify, I read that on the internet before we started recording. I didn't know that previously.
He could just tell.
Well, we could just tell.
We can
no, all... no. The director didn't ask her not to wear a bra. She's
nipping through the whole movie.
That was her choice.
She was into it.
Yeah,
my kind of girl.
Well, it feels
please
like
cut that out. You got to cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out. So this type of movie, kind of lends itself to like just like, you know, glorification of women and
glorification.
Wait, hold on 1 second.
What are you talking about?
You mean objectification?
Objectification. Sorry, I'm a couple of drinks in.
Just imagine you at church. I'm here to objectify the Lord. Oh, I always mix that up. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Who would want to glorify?
Jesus Christ!
It is Women's History Month. Right?
Fuck me. It is, yeah.
Oh, is that your plea to all the women out there
fuck
during
me.
Women's History Month?
He's been out of town for weeks or something like that.
And clearly been up to some shady shit.
He literally says it's only been a week.
Oh, that's only been a week?
Oh, that's right. Because yeah. She's like, I missed you so much. I've only been a week, baby.
I miss, you know, a person that I'm with. And so, like, after a week, I'm like, yeah, that's a lot. But, like, you know, really? I don't know.
I can't remember the guy's name.
Me either.
No, I can't.
Because he gets blown away so
Billy,
early.
Billy Ray.
Billy Ray. And the guy's name was like Rod Shaft?
Rod Shaft.
The actor's name was Rod Shaft.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
We're not making that up. That was literally his name.
Yeah. Yeah. And they get back to his place in his little cul-de-sac. And she wants to bone.
And they go into a house that looks like it's decorated for a Nana.
I got to say that the whole movie made me feel very nostalgic because I feel like I grew up in that neighborhood. Basically.
Right.
Yeah.
The movie was very Texan-y.
It's all very, well, but like late 80s, early 90s Texan-y, which is when my earliest memories are from the, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because this is 1989, like, I would have been 5 years old. So like, right. It was, that's like what I remember.
But like, just like,
yeah.
Like just crappy crap on like the mantle.
All the knickknacks that are vaguely familiar.
Like I saw that when they get in the house and she's just want to jump his bones. And then there's like a camera shot, like going towards the door. She gets naked real quick. But
we called that a baker's rack growing up.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah,
the bookshelf, the shelf that she had that had all the knitting. Yeah, yeah.
But like, I remember they had like a little porcelain unicorn on the mantle. Mm. I was like, yeah, this is definitely Nana's house.
Yeah.
But the greatest shot in cinema history happens when the after she like takes off her top and they're going to town.
Yeah, they're going after.
They're dry humping for a while.
Dry humping.
They're getting after it.
Yeah. And the camera turns around and it's like the end of the credits and the front door and then the front door, boom! Looks like. Bursts open and
full on Mr. Kool-Aid just like kicks in.
Freddie Mercury and Dumpers, the actor, his name is actually Dumpers.
Wait, his name is Dumpers?
His name is Dumpers.
How did you know that?
I
thought that was his adult baby
name. I just made it up.
On the weekends, I'm Dumpers. It's my time.
But they come in and they immediately.
And you mean Frederico Mercury?
Frederico Mercury. They pull him apart. She's still topless, and
of course that poor woman. We do so many movies. Again, whenever there's nudity in these movies, it's like, man, I'm sorry.
Eric, I think she was the only. No, there was the nurse in the hospital. I was gonna say she's the only woman in the movie. There's the nurse.
And the bar.
Sure.
A bunch of random extras.
Yeah.
Extras.
But like she. But then again, she decided not to wear the bra.
Based on that one IMDb trivia, which we don't know if it's true.
We don't know the veracity of that statement.
That's true.
Yeah. It's just, I know, it's one of those.
Anyway,
like,
so these guys are roughing her up.
Yeah. They fucking.
A guy literally just lands one in her face.
Cole Frederico, Cox her while she's topless.
Yeah.
Because if she had a thin layer of polyester, that would have been okay. But she didn't have anything, you guys.
It would have been more glorifying to women.
That's true.
She had a top on.
Something about punching a woman when she's topless.
Yeah.
I don't know from personal experience. I'm assuming maybe Eric, you do.
Yeah, I know. It's.
But something about when they're topless, it feels really wrong to punch them.
More wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is worse.
But there's a jiggle effect, so, you know, know, you weigh your positives and negatives.
Anyway, they take...
You gotta wait. You can't put this out in March. You gotta wait till it's not.
Put on April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
So they drag Billy Ray away, and they're like, they take him away in their car, and then Carmen chases after them in her little like Viper or whatever it is. Everyone's car is awesome.
It's a Porsche.
It's a Porsche. I don't know cars. You do. Why do you know cars?
I don't know cars. I just pay attention.
He knows this.
What?
He knows this.
He knows this.
He knows this thing.
Did your brain just fail? Did you just have a stroke?
I've got to pee, so I just was distracted for a second. Keep talking.
Go pee.
No, keep talking.
Okay. Just started. You're going to need to go pee at some point.
Yeah, I know, but we'll do it at the break.
Okay.
A break?
Oh, we have mini breaks.
Well, honestly, just so I can get up and pee.
All right.
Mm, yeah, okay.
I'm at that age.
Same, dude. I was going to ask you guys, as you've gotten older, have you noticed that, like, when you go pee, like, the...
It's
like,
bloody.
That's not an age thing, man. No. Jesus.
It's
cool that as I've gotten older, my piss is pink.
And it's more solid than usual. It sometimes is a gas. Nowadays I piss a non-Newtonian liquid.
I don't know what that
means. If you apply pressure to it, it becomes a solid.
Like ferrofluid?
No, you know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that. I've seen that on Reddit.
It's liquid, but if I punch it, it goes solid.
It's like the shields in Dune. The slow blade kills. No, as you've gotten older, have you noticed there's no matter how much I shake it, like there's a few drops in my pants and it's I hate it every time.
Oh, that's always been a thing.
No,
It
hasn't for me.
No, I've had that before, but it's not like a regular thing. But it has happened where it's like I shake it and I put it away, and then I feel like, oh, geez, what's going on? I pull it out again and shake it off, and it's like there's a droplet in my underwear.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, like I'll pee before bed, and then I'll get in bed, and I'll be like,
oh. Covered in shit.
Damn this 39-year-old body.
Yeah, this age, blowing your back out has a different meaning.
Blowing your back out.
So they kidnap them, basically.
Yeah.
They take her too for some reason, even though...
No.
No, they kidnap him, and then she follows. And remember, they go in the helicopter.
Oh, that's... Oh, I completely forgot about the hanging from the helicopter, which is such an impressive stunt. The first of many.
Yeah.
Because getting this out of the way immediately, this movie, of any movie we've done in the 100-plus episodes,
yeah,
has the most impressive 100% stunts. Easily.
Easily. Well,
impressive is...
I'm sorry. Phantom of the Paradise had better stunts.
No. Impressive stunts is being... I feel like it's a little generous. It doesn't have... I wouldn't say the stunts are impressive in terms of, like, technical skill.
Sure.
But it's just very clearly they were risking human lives to shoot these scenes.
That's what I mean is it's you're watching someone risk dying for this movie.
Yeah.
It's like watching a silent movie where Buster Keaton's going to jump off a building and you know for sure that's actually what's happening.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that
so it makes it more exciting.
It does. And it's kind. It makes it really endearing where they are.
They're dedicated.
They're, for whatever goddamn reason, they're so dedicated to this movie. And so the next scene is that they the two bad guys who kidnap the Billy Ray, mm-hmm. they put him in a helicopter for whatever reason. I guess they're trying to threaten him because they're trying to figure out
where something is.
Where something is. Because he was giving some like coy hints to Carmen about like, oh, wouldn't it be great if we just got out of town? There's like, try to find some snow. Try to find
ice
some ice.
Ice and snow. Like,
in Holland. And there's a windmill.
There's tulips. And, you like tulips, like, don't you,
and
honey?
And tulips. And like, okay, I don't know what any of that means. But
I still don't remember what the tulips means.
I don't know. There's the ice and then the windmill are the only two things that like add up.
Otherwise, the stuff he's saying is, and she's like, oh, what you talking about, honey? She's not weirded out at all, but he's like doing what is basically Jerry Lewis at 2 a.m. on the telethon when he was in his 80s, where it's just like a string of words together that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
And I love tulips.
What?
What?
Oh, I couldn't
was
do
that it. You doing Jerry Lewis singing a song about tulips?
Tiny Tim.
Yeah, I heard Sammy Davis Jr. on Helium. Continue.
So
they're in a helicopter.
They're in a helicopter and they're dangling him out. And it is the guy is really doing it. And it's in the middle of downtown Waco where they're like traveling around at a very low
altitude.
Yeah. It was fucking crazy. And
again, it must have been very exciting for the people that live there.
I don't know. Was it because all the people were kind of like, because there's a lot of times where like, The camera is showing like the pedestrians just looking around, just like going about their day.
Yeah.
Getting their mail.
Yeah.
That's how West Texans used to act. I mean, you should even Central Texas. If the Zapruder film caught more of the people watching Kennedy, they'd just be like, well, look at that. He should have had on a hat. Like nobody blinked.
The other guy had on a hat and he still got shot.
So he tells them sort of where the stuff is. We don't know what it is just yet.
Right.
And
says it's in a gym locker number 32, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He says 12.
Says 12, but they checked number 23.
They do.
Yeah, remember that?
I clocked it.
Yeah, I clocked that too.
Nice try movie.
Yeah, nice try movie. So
one person on set couldn't remember that.
But he falls out of the dangling helicopter into Lake Waco. And
Lake Waco. I don't know. There's a river in Waco. It might be the Brazos.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, it's the Brazos.
So I'm assuming they dropped him in the river.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He sort of shakes loose because one of the guys that's holding him is like, you let him go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
These two guys are great, too, because they're just like kind of bumbling, or like the fat guy hates Federico Mercury. And and so.
Mami. Muerto. Hombre.
Okay. So Billy Ray gets out of the lake or the river, and what's her face? Carmen is there.
Been chasing in the car.
And... Yeah, here's what I love about the movie. For some reason, everyone is always on everyone's tail. Like
that's true.
There's never a point when they're just like, we got away.
Yeah,
we're done. We're like we're totally fine.
Yeah,
because Texas, you know, Alaska likes to say they're the biggest state.
It's not true. I've been to both, and it's not that big.
Yeah, it's not that big. It's like a fucking iceberg. That's all it is. Here, Texas is extremely big.
It's huge.
And
it's, you know, the one highway that they're all traveling on, right?
Well, that's true.
I wonder how much of that they were on 35, or if they were.
I bet they were on, like...
It doesn't look like 95. So. Even yeah. back then, it's too rural.
I don't know. 1989, who knows?
But they were, like... Because I haven't really traveled in Waco.
I so have.
Ew.
See, I have no impression of what Waco is like, except driving through it on the highway.
Yeah, it sucks. So the only reason I do know, I was thinking about this while we were watching it, is there was one time I was driving home, or I was driving back to Austin from Dallas, mm-hmm. and there was... kind of a crazy story. There was an accident. They brought in a crane, like a semi truck flipped over on the highway, right?
Oh, wow.
Blocked the southbound lanes of 35. They brought in a crane to lift it up. That crane fell down.
Whoa.
So they had to bring in another crane. And it literally traffic was stopped. So what happened is my sister,
people.
Yeah. It was on the news. So my sister like called me, was like, here's what you do. Get off at this exit, and she took me through like downtown Waco. Like,
ah!
just run. I did like a whole trip like through downtown Waco, and I passed by like where the helicopter is going.
Oh,
like
wow.
that street is downtown Waco. There's one big building which is like you could see
Is that the one he drops from?
No, it's there's like an older one that had it says like Arco or something on it in big letters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the one that he was. Spoiler alert. At the end, that was clearly still in construction when they were shooting. So,
oh, wow. That's right. Yeah,
weird.
Yeah,
huh. Interesting.
It's not. it's not interesting. Waco.
Look, I'm always interested to learn more about Jennifer Love Hewitt's hometown.
No, but.
Huh?
Yes, and.
So, then she picks him up and she's trying to figure out like what the fuck is happening.
He climbs out of the water. He runs towards the car and they're like, we got to stop him. So they're lowering on the road.
Because the helicopter pilot is like, we out of gas. And
how does that even happen?
Well, I love it that like the helicopter pilot is like, fuck, I really hope they don't want to leave. Because like they get in the helicopter. They didn't go very far.
No.
And it's just like...
So he flew out on empty.
Yeah.
Which you don't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, trying to, like... He's going to ride E as long as he
guys,
can.
Right. Guys, that's extremely irresponsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When honestly, you're in a basket with knives over you, yeah, that's really irresponsible. A
basket with knives over
like,
you.
Would you... like, helicopters to me?
No.
Completely off limits. I would never do it.
Really?
I find it very scary, the idea of a helicopter.
Wow. I was thinking the other day about, like, maybe when I retire, I might, like... learn how to fly a helicopter. I don't know why, but I was just airplanes, it's kind of like, but helicopter, I'm like, that's cool.
I also think it's really adorable that he thinks he's going to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mortality. True. So.
Oh, you think I'm just going to die?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, no, none of us
yes,
will retire.
Yes, and?
Yeah. I know. I want to, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, my retirement is heart disease. Fingers crossed. Settle my family with all that debt, baby.
Yeah, that is, we're getting off topic again. That is one of the nice things about being like, I'm not going to have kids, is I can just be like, fuck it, I'll run up some credit card debt. Like, it's going to go to nobody.
Well, it's that Carlin bit about how, like, if you're going to kill yourself, like, use your credit card, buy the rope, and now Walmart's paying for it.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Really upbeat.
Yeah.
R.I.P. George.
She's trying to figure out like what in the hell is going on, and Billy Ray is being very coy about what's happening because he's like, I can't tell you because if I tell you, you're going to be in trouble.
And he's filthy, by the way. He fell into a river immediately, head to toe.
Well, it was filthy. Lake Waco. It was Laco. Okay.
It does seem like he fell into sewage.
Yeah. He's like, he was too dirty.
I get it.
He's like Pigpen from Peanuts.
But
like a lubed up.
Yeah.
But so Dumpy and Freddie Mercury, they land the helicopter in the middle of the street because like that car right there.
Yeah, they block a car that's coming and it's an old man and I guess his young trophy wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they get him out and
it's a Mercedes.
They take the car and they're driving them down.
And the old guy with the cowboy hat, guess what he does? Like in every movie where a guy with a cowboy hat doesn't get his way, he picks it up and throws it on the ground.
In anger.
Now, here is the first of many, 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 many car chases in this movie.
The whole movie is basically one car chase.
It's fucking awesome. It's really, really cool how they do this, where it's just like continuous, just like car chases.
And I will say that, you know, again, this movie isn't incredible or anything, but the car chases are extremely well executed. The camera work on each of the car chases,
yeah,
and knowing what their budget must have been,
nothing,
is very impressive. It makes it seem riskier.
Yeah. Well, and it's also very clearly just like somebody was just driving a car really fast and dangerously.
Yeah, well, exactly. With the camera and it makes it really exciting.
There were so many times when like the camera was right behind like the vet in the beginning of the movie, yeah, and I was like, what if like they just braked?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
now it would just like bam. Oh god damn it. Oh,
he literally right. blew up his vape by smashing his hands together. He, oh god, his ass is out.
Oh, dropped his vape pod.
Oh, there we go.
Oh man,
let me pull up my pants.
Such a professional operator.
There we go.
God, I feel like I'm fucking Joe Rogan over here.
You feel like you're fucking?
I feel like I'm Joe Rogan.
So, all right, one of us say something really controversial about the vaccine.
What's the drug?
D's nuts.
Hey, DDT, we got to start using that again on our kids.
No, what's that drug he does?
Oh, DMT.
DMT. Yeah. Oh, DMT is so good. Guys.
Yeah, it left him.
I see so many things on DMT.
That's my show. Okay. DMT. Oh,
so, DMT, there's aliens, right? I mean, there's gotta be fucking aliens. Am I, what do you think, Alex? What's that guy's name?
Jones?
Oh, you see? Okay, but look, all I'm saying is Dana White knows that there's fucking aliens in the UFC.
And you said you didn't do impressions.
I've literally never listened to an episode of the Joe Rogan Experience.
Good.
Is that what it's called?
I think so. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if that was not a good impression, right?
I've seen some clips.
Yeah.
Every time I see somebody saying something stupid, they're always behind the same. It's like the background is the same behind him, and it's like, oh, it's a Joe Rogan background.
Yeah.
I love the Alex Jones thing. I'm quoting this, okay?
With the gay frogs thing?
No.
Oh, you're doing the R word.
Though. Yeah. It was like, well,
remember?
Here's the thing. I'm kind of retarded.
Remember how we had to cut that out of the show before?
Well, I'm quoting, okay?
It's still, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you used it before, like, not in a quote?
Yeah. We've had to cut it out twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's continue. So they steal the car, and there's a huge car chase, and it's crazy. And there's one point where, like, they're going so fast down the downtown Waco where the Carmen, like, breaks out of the door, and her ass is, like, actually hitting the ground.
Yeah, and that's some of that exciting, like, somebody's risking their life for this piece of
shit
movie.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts. And
because she is very close to the street while the car is barreling down the road.
Well, no, her ass hits the street.
Does it?
It does. She's
I
like,
believe you.
She all hits right. the street. Like,
she must have had something protective on, I wonder.
Hopefully.
I don't know for sure. But the car chase ends up where...
Chafed lips.
They're going around like... The side streets, like people are jumping out of the way, which is great. There's
all that
one guy that has
so
like the trash can, yeah, just like for some reason in the middle of downtown Waco is like, here's a trash. Oh shit! And like runs out of
and
the way.
And one guy has a bunch of shopping bags in each hand, and he throws them up in the air and they
great.
Land in the car.
I love it. So many shopping
it was,
bags.
We were going very close to the classic, here's a two guys with a big sheet glass window.
Yeah.
And then some guy's like, oh, this is my fruit stand I just set up.
Or just like a giant wedding cake. It's like,
no!
I spent all day on this! Like, we'll get to this recycling. I know what this should have been. Man, there's so many things I could have done with this movie.
Some of this was almost the Blues Brothers.
Almost Blues Brothers in parody.
What are you frowning about?
That's a bad movie.
Let's continue.
Say that to two fat white guys?
It's not funny. That's good. It's not funny or good.
So
the music is so good, though.
So buy the fucking album, but it doesn't need to be a goddamn movie.
I own the album.
Of course you do, Muppets.
Well, yeah. Mr. Frank Oz playing a surly cop as he does in many movies.
They're coming down a street where there is a bus full of kids in a school bus.
Of course. Bus full of teens. They're not like children.
And that's true.
An important distinction for Woody Allen.
And here's what I love, like this instinct that each of the characters have. It's like, well, we got to jump it.
Because hold on, baby, we're going to be airborne.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he fucking says. That's right.
It happens multiple times.
Multiple times.
We got to jump it.
Now, here's the thing. I love the decision that they make. Is it is like, we have to jump it. And then the other person that's driving is like, yes.
We're not going to drive around this. We're going to jump.
Like, they're just like, that's impossible. Yeah. They don't think that. It's like, I believe in you.
Yeah. And the way that it works out is like there's a one of those tow trucks that has a ramp for two cars is facing the school bus.
Luckily.
Yeah.
But what's great is that, you know, you have to suspend your belief quite
disbelief
quite a bit in this movie because like when you see the little ramp thing, there is that gap. So it's as if like you almost have to like sit back in the back of the car, like to like bump it up a little bit to get on that ramp thing and then jump the bus.
Yeah.
And so the bad guy, they do jump the bus they horribly just crash into all the cars.
Yeah, it's not really a landing. Like the car just like
destroying
collision on the front of the car.
Yeah,
like they would have gone through the windshield easily.
Oh, yeah. their bodies would have been just like bloody soup bags.
Oh yeah,
and then the other car that's chasing them just drives through a little like
camper, something like that,
and
it destroys anybody that was inside.
Oh, and it immediately explodes.
Yes.
Oh, it's great. Oh, there's the explosions.
There's a lot of explosions.
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of a callback, which I don't know if this movie was trying to be cheeky or coy enough. Where anytime they would like, granted, there is a moment in the movie where they drive through a house and for some reason the house just explodes.
See, and I don't think they were trying to be cheeky or jokey. I think that was just like, wouldn't it be awesome if that happened?
Yeah,
I think this is totally sincere.
I think it's trying to be sincere, which really irritates me a little bit.
I don't know,
but I think it's more interesting if these people are doing this without winking to us.
Well, yeah, you can't manufacture camp.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go with the intent of it being campy. It has to be done genuinely.
The way that Tommy Wiseau, The Room, became its classic, and then when he decided to do comedy, I was unfortunately at a screening where it was The Room and he was there, but they also screened the pilot for a comedy show he produced.
Oh, God.
And him trying to be funny was just, it was one of the worst things I've ever sat through. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he was in the room, so there was an expectation of, like, should we be laughing?
Sure.
It was weird. So, like, I love that it's not self-aware.
Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah. So they pull them both out of the car and they take them away. And for some reason, this other car starts to follow them, and it's actually the stars of the film now, where it's Clayton and Panama.
Panama is the only one I remember for sure.
Clay played by the dad of Rob McElhenney's character, and It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, the guy from prison. Yeah. That's the only other thing I've ever seen him in. And what I've noticed in that. Oh, It's Always Sunny. Yeah. Max's dad.
And It's Always Sunny.
Is the same actor?
Is the same actor, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
His eyes are always bloodshot in this.
It's always bloodshot.
And his eyes are a little bulgy. I wonder if that's a thing.
I don't know.
He's got his Dangerfield thing.
He's just like, ooh.
Maybe he has Graves' disease.
Maybe. Cobain.
Okay. So,
this goes out to all of our Graves' disease listeners.
So, They're following them, and you find out. They're following them, and they stop their car for whatever reason because they're gonna interrogate them. Like, where's the fucking stuff?
Right.
And so they finally blow Billy Ray away, and he has the best last line. He's like, "Motherfucker!" And he's like, just blowing away squibs everywhere. And like the practical effects are not bad. I mean, they're not bad.
They're fun.
Sure.
The squids. Like, there's nothing
I didn't
real
have an issue with that
it.
At all.
Yeah. And, of course, Carmen is beside herself.
For a second.
Well, yeah, definitely for a second. Because then at that moment, screeches in Clay and Panama, and they're like, they're starting to shoot their guns at them.
And they're Riggs and Murtaugh.
Yeah. And,
basically.
Yeah.
And
Because doesn't even Panama have some conversation where he mentions being close to retirement or being tired of doing what
doing. Oh, that's right. It's like he's been on the force or at the FBI for so long that he's like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it seems like he's the button down because he's in a suit and a tie. And then the white guy is wild haired in a T-shirt and stuff. It definitely feels like somebody sat down and watched Lethal Weapon and like, took
we could do
some
that
notes.
Better. We could do that better.
That's, and, yeah, that's an interesting point.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's
like
the
it's
same
not at all
movie.
Like
yeah.
it's well it's not like Lethal Weapon,
no.
but that relationship it felt like, well, we need that.
It's not
that's the new big thing.
It's
well,
not like Lethal Weapon though.
Well but what yeah. I think what they did is like, you know what? We can totally do Lethal Weapon better. Like they just like, let's put more explosions
well,
in it.
Well, I was gonna say, now that I've seen this, I would like to watch the original because I haven't seen it in Jesus,
I haven't seen it
many,
so
many years.
Long,
like
yeah.
how do the action sequences hold up? In comparison, like, what are they like?
I guarantee these action sequences are better than Lethal Weapon.
Really?
Because we're worried someone might die, even though this happened, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
I'm not a huge Lethal Weapon fan, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't find the... what's Mel Gibson's character's name?
Murtaugh and...
Riggs.
Riggs. It's not charming, the whole, like, he's,
because
like,
he's, like,
unhinged.
Suicidal and...
Yeah, just, like, yeah, it's not...
But they're... Yeah,
the
they're...
Looney Tunes thing, it's just, like, this... Or whatever, it's not Looney Tunes, it's the Three Stooges that he does. Like,
oh, that's right, he does that.
He does like a whole, it's not cute or like clever. It's just like,
that's the thing,
okay.
I don't really have strong memories of those movies, but I definitely know I've seen them.
Yeah, it's not, they're not good.
So,
IMHO.
Well, so, and now we know that maybe Mel Gibson isn't the best guy.
What do you mean?
Look, he's just asking questions, you know? And shouldn't we all be truth seekers? So this is Austin's last show. Hey, we can link your podcast to this, right?
We can't. We honestly can't. No.
So
we cannot.
Bad guys drive away. And the good guys, they tear down or they just like they jump Carmen. And she's like batting Clay away, and he ends up having to slap her in the face, like just like bitch, because she's like hitting her a little bit.
Yeah, she gets hit in the face at least three times.
Oh yeah.
And what I noticed that this movie does, part of when they're chasing her, we have a decent amount of POV shots.
Yeah,
from people either you know, like hanging off helicopters, running things like
cars,
that. I feel like you don't ever see that in those kinds of movies.
No, it was at first very jarring.
Yeah,
it was like I was kind of
felt
sick.
Like Evil Dead.
Well,
a little bit, yeah.
I don't think that was like a calculated decision of like.
No, not at all.
It's clearly like, well, I don't know how to shoot this. Just the camera is. Yeah.
Well, it's just like we need some action. Yeah. Well, so you run with the camera.
Yeah, it was seriously, someone was like in like an old like El Camino and like got the camera and just like
held it right in the back of the car.
And like just held it to where it was right in front of the car behind them driving around.
Which is so fucking scary. Like we have a friend who has made movies for years.
Travis.
And a friend of ours who made some movies, and when we were I was in high school, I knew him in high school. He he made a movie where there were some driving sequences, and so he just strapped himself to the hood and filmed it because we didn't have any other way to do it back then.
Yeah, we did something like that.
So they take her and they explain to her that they're FBI agents, and and so they need she needs to come with them, and so she's like she's beside herself, like, oh my god, my boyfriend.
For a second
they go to this like hotel,
and she's covered in
do
blood.
They go directly to the hotel. I don't remember.
Well, yeah, because because she says, can I at least clean up first, because they're gonna take her to a plane that then when they stop and talk on a payphone, it turns out the plane's gone.
I have memories of her being in a diner first or something.
That was a little later because that's when Drago comes in.
Yeah,
you're right, and she's fucking creaming over the sandwich she's eating.
He was like, this lettuce sandwich is great.
You find the best places randomly or whatever. So
in the country, on the road somewhere.
On the road.
It's great.
And she's talking about like it's a greasy spoon, but it looks like clearly when we finally see it's like, it's the diner that is connected to your hotel.
It's basically, it's a hojo. Yeah.
It's like it's not like a restaurant where you might experience local cuisine.
No.
This is the thing that has BLT and pasta primavera on the same menu.
So I do love her character. Is that she is at first a little distraught that her boyfriend was just horrifically murdered right in front of her.
Also, dangled out of a helicopter.
Right. She's not even like scared about that when she sees. She's just like, oh my God.
That crazy son of a bitch.
Even when like, he comes out of the water, she's just like, well, what happened? Like, well, you know what? Maybe Holland is going to be great.
Yeah. And she just starts laughing like, yeah, you're so funny. Yeah.
Like, it's fucking nuts. Yeah. And
they're a drug relationship.
They're like,
they're both fucked up all the time. She
doesn't
know him.
Say,
like,
there's a lot of mental health issues in that car.
Yeah.
So. They go to the hotel. She showers. There has to be a shower scene. And
we don't see her naked again, though.
We see her butt.
We
see her little butt.
She does have a little
we
butt.
We see a little she's, no butt.
Yeah, she's very, very thin.
Yeah.
You know, not into it.
It's kind of insinuating that at some point there's going to be a, like, will they, won't they, with Clay and Carmen. And I think it earns it. And so we are now introduced to their boss, who is played by Nomad from Getaven. He plays Navarro. What is his name?
Conover.
Conover.
Navarro is a whole.
Yeah, that's the whole other thing.
Yeah.
Conover, where he's like, yeah. When they call him, he's like, where are you guys? And it's like,
played by the late B. Arthur.
And he's like, oh, we're at a motel with the girl that she might knows. She might know some things about the diamonds. And they figure out it's diamonds that they're looking for. And
he's
like,
but before that happens, he's like flirting with his older.
Secretary,
like, we're gonna go out for hot dogs or whatever. He's like,
hey, let's go get some pizza. You know, he says,
oh,
let's
pizza.
Get some double cheese and some anchovies.
Is that him talking about her pussy?
Jesus,
I want some extra cheese and some fish. I want you to sit on my face. Your mother sucks cocks in hell. Timmy, why you do this to me, Timmy?
True story. This won't be good for the episode. You guys out, but I told you guys the other night if I tell the story, you do have to cut this out.
Oh, all right, God
tell
damn
it!
Right,
tell
I won't tell it. It's fine. I'll tell you guys later.
Tell me later. Okay. Yeah,
but remember to tell it.
I won't. But it's fine.
So
I love the Exorcist, but Harvey Firestein is the voice of the demon.
Why did I just send my mother to Atlanta? Oh crap. What a beautiful day for an exorcism. I gotta call my lawyer. Forget my lawyer. Fuck my lawyer.
I want you to make me a woman.
Daniel, I'm so happy. Okay, so
any realer and you'd be mom.
Matchmaker. Okay,
make me a match.
Okay, so then she gets out of the shower. She's in a towel, and she's going up to the front window of the motel.
And they're like, "Get away from that window!"
And she's like, "What are you talking about?" And she unsheathes the window curtain, and immediately Freddie Mercury is there.
And he's not there.
He
explodes through the window.
He explodes through the window, and she's freaking the fuck out. She's already covered in blood.
To be fair, as any of us would.
Oh, of course. And like, whole shootout, he got shot in the dick and shot in the chest.
Did he? It was in the penis?
I think it was in the penis.
I don't remember, but I believe he gets shot.
He gets shot and killed.
Lands on her.
Yeah.
This woman just stepped out of the shower, like still dripping wet, and she is now covered in blood again.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Wouldn't that annoy the living fuck out of you?
Absolutely. I'd be like, that would be my first thought is, God damn it, I just got out of the shower. And also, this is a motel room. There's definitely not more than two towels, and there's three of us in this room.
You know that towel is thin as fucking tissue paper.
So like, she's got to discard the towel, take another shower, and they're going to have to call the front desk and get more towels.
You're already not like basically dry at all.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, what's this? And then it's like, you know, like blood everywhere. It's fucking bullshit. So they get in a shootout. Freddie Mercury's dead. And Fatty is outside in the parking lot, and he's shooting at them.
Dumpers.
But, dumpers. Yeah. And but like Panama and
Panama Clay. Is Clay's partner. I feel like we haven't specified that enough.
Yeah, we yeah.
Okay.
So they escape, and the thing is that Carmen though is still in her towel. But she magically gets into a
the next time we dress. See her, she's in a whole new outfit. Still yeah. no bra.
Still no bra.
But she's
her
wearing...
Her choice. Her choice.
She's wearing like a teal blue mini dress with like a waist belt, a very late 80s like elastic waist belt and like... I don't know what you call those boots, but those little like white half boots that women wore in the late
like,
80s.
Like yeah. ankle boot things?
Yeah, like yeah. ankle boots with like some fringe on them or whatever.
Phyllis very, Diller boots.
Yeah.
Who?
Phyllis Diller boots.
Who? I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Phyllis Diller?
That's a... Shut up. He pretends he doesn't know who she is because he...
Oh. Is... He dated her for a while. Yeah.
So,
Philly Dilly sucked his dilly.
Philly, you fucked that up. Take that again.
No, no. I said it because she used to have a canned chili. The you joke. Could get Philly Dilly.
Oh.
It's...
You should have said Philly Dilly sucked his willy.
Yeah. I did.
You know, you said Philly Dilly sucks his dilly.
His dilly? You know, it's his dick.
No, no, no.
Is it Willy? It's only Willy.
It should be Willy.
But I've seen it. It's like a dilly.
Let's take it again. Like,
it's like a
no, dilly. Hold on one second. Just fuck
who?
It.
Shut up.
Oh.
But yeah, that's so funny. She's all...
You're going to have to cut that out.
Yeah. I'm going to have to cut that out.
You're going to have to cut a lot of things out.
Oh, God.
I wish I could hear that story. We're not going to be able to hear.
No, don't.
I'll tell it. Don't. But you got to cut it out.
I'm not going
to. You're already going to cut this section. It's not that good of a story.
So
here's the story.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh, come on.
Are you going to cut the section out?
It's
not that good of a story.
No, we're continuing to go. Fine. Continue, please. Let's continue.
Okay.
Continue,
please.
What happens now? Okay. So we're also now introduced to the big bad boss of the gang. Played by Karen Mitchell.
Space Mutiny?
Space Mutiny.
What else? He's crap. An actor who's been in a lot ton of stuff
yeah.
of that era.
Yeah.
And he's usually a good guy in the stuff I've seen him in, beyond this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of stuff that I've seen him in, he plays bad guy.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And he looks like a bloated William Shatner. Like, died.
He drowned
in the Lake-O.
A William Shatner with Chola eyebrows. Because his eyebrows have a lot of character, but they're gray.
I would have said he reminds me of like a fat Phil Leotardo.
Wait, who's Phil Leotardo? Oh, from Sopranos?
From Sopranos, yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm watching it for the first time, folks.
I saw the last season.
He is in the last season.
Oh, thank God.
He is. But yeah.
Oh, I know Phil. I know Phil. I get it now. I know
Billy, what you're saying. Otherwise known as Billy Batts from Goodfellas.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Get your shoe shine box.
Get your shoe shine box.
That image that always goes around of Joe Pesci walking into room
yeah.
when the two guys are behind him. It's like, that was finally my work day the other day.
You know what?
Yeah.
Everybody here at this table has had that same experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
No, just
honestly, it's worse going into that meeting knowing that's what's going to happen. It's better walking into me realizing because I've had it
both ways.
I've had it like a friend text me be like, you need to bring a box. And that's so much worse because the drive is miserable.
Well, it's miserable. Yeah. And also you have just a slight twinge of hope that they're just like, you know what?
We got you a bunch of toys. Well, you're going to need to put them in your box.
We noticed you collect Funko Pops.
Well, it's...
We hope you don't have Beetlejuice.
Well, not the glow-in-the-dark version.
I fucking hate Funko Pops.
Oh, yeah.
There's... I mean, I get it. I get why they happen because, like, hey, we can create character toys, but we don't have to pay the actors for their image rights because it all looks the same.
I could talk about this for an hour, but they're fucking garbage.
Okay, yeah. We're barely through this.
Landfills are going to be
yes.
full of those things.
Yes.
And when we finally have our, like, WALL-E era of Earth where it's just
dirt. It's just going to be Funko.
It's just going to be Funko Pops, like... seas of Funko Pops that fashion themselves into an island into the ocean.
Maybe they'll start making, like, you know, structures out of them. Like little shanty towns.
God, we're going to see like fucking
Funko Pop shanty towns.
Yeah. Documentary footage of.
Come on, people.
But people are still going to be like, whoa, hold on, don't take it out of the box.
But like children in fucking the Sudan that are living in houses that are just Funko Pops of like Michael J. Fox.
Hey, and you know what? Hey, you know what? Good for them.
My good friend of mine, we love to text each other like the dumbest Funko Pops we see because it'll be like Dwight in the office, but when he's doing karate, and it's just like, God damn it. Like, you guys had to create another Dwight Funko Pop, you pieces of shit.
I saw a Whitney Houston one the other day.
Oh, was she
floating
dead?
In a bathtub?
Oh my God!
Houston's floating in the bathroom.
To be fair, you made the exact same joke.
But
just
yours
made
was
it.
Worse.
I know. I would say it was better.
It was better. It was
for
sure
Heinz
better. Because it was specific.
Heinz is funnier than ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, I'm not right, the bad guy here. I just won.
No, you are the bad guy.
You just won.
You won bad guy, though.
And
yeah, so yeah, we want to congratulate her on 10 years of sobriety.
Jesus. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Okay. Action USA. Action USA. So, okay.
Your mantra.
Okay, so they, where were we? God damn it.
Helicopter?
No.
Let's go back to that.
No. So we were introduced to the bad guy, and he's like, he just wants the diamonds for whatever reason.
Okay. And he's very, it's very boilerplate, mobster, two girls in a hot tub with him. He's gold chain, smoking a cigar. Like,
yeah, he's like, hey, don't get suds in my cigar.
Yeah, yeah. It's very like a Biff in like Biff world, Back to the Future.
Yeah, yeah, totally, for sure, totally. Yeah.
Maybe the greatest villain of all time.
It's too good. So
he did become president eventually.
So the two guys, they are okay. So the good guys are you know, driving out of there, but the fat guy is chasing after them.
Dumpers.
And they do the another jump it because they are coming across like a little creek or what is it called,
like a drainage ditch.
And Clay has like just has a good idea because Panama is driving. He's like, jump it, and he's like, what? And he's like, just jump it. It is not a like an incline or anything to jump it.
It's a bump.
There's like a
the
fucking
world's
like,
worst speed bump.
There's nothing there to like help the car lift and drive over 30 feet of
which
a ditch.
I will give the movie credit because so many mainstream Hollywood movies do the same thing.
They do, and I love this movie for it. Yeah. It's so funny and sweet. And they jump it, they destroy and demolish the cars upon impact, and then it cuts back into the car like, oh.
And it's like the smallest, like, oof. Like they went over a pothole and they're like, yeah.
If that happened, I like my tonsils would have gone out of my fucking nose.
Oh, yeah.
The gout would have exploded your feet.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll hit this. You'll hit like a seam on the highway and you're like, ooh, I hope my car's okay. But these guys are like, yes.
Yeah. They're very excited. And then Dumpers just topples over into the ditch and explodes the car and is a huge explosion.
Right.
And he gets out, he's engulfed in flames and he's shooting his gun still and he dies.
Multiple
fire stunts in this movie.
Yes, it's
totally
a burning human being.
It's nuts. Like the stunt people in this movie are.
It's mostly stunt people.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Punching above their weight. Yeah, I mean, well, I shouldn't say that, but like.
I think they are.
Risking
themselves. They're on fucking fire.
For production.
No, when I say punching above their weight, I mean, I'm not saying that they are like. I don't know what they're out of their league or whatever. I'm trying to say.
But the production isn't necessarily.
Yes.
Production doesn't have the ability to protect them in the way that a Hollywood production might.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like what you're saying is like.
Carrying the movie.
Yeah, they're carrying the movie for sure.
Because that's what is the most memorable about the movie is I can't believe I just saw somebody do that.
Yeah.
And it's never the actors.
That's true. You're true. Yeah.
I mean, she took off her top.
A couple times where I was like, I can't believe I saw somebody say that.
There's a bit of that. Those were all stunt racists. Also, those were stunt tits. That was somebody else pretending to be her boobs. It was two dwarves that were union.
couple of very talented puppeteers from Jim Henson Company.
Yeah, I mean they did David Bowie's Bowie's crotch during Labyrinth.
Oh my god, so, they yeah. did.
Okay, so okay. So now they find themselves at. Oh. Let's go to the diner. Stop looking. So they
just saw his fingers.
Okay.
Dude, wear gloves.
Like Mickey Mouse. Oh boy.
That'll make you more likable.
Uh huh.
So my gals would love to be fingered so by you.
Like, yeah, laugh like that. So they find themselves at a diner to eat, finally.
Right, and Carmen orders what doesn't look to be like an especially good sandwich.
It's a lettuce sandwich.
Well, it looks like a BLT, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, but like I could have made that BLT in my kitchen.
But but the bad
guy. And you're a terrible cook.
That's true. But she's over the moon about this sandwich.
Yeah, oh, like, give it me, is pass the Tabasco.
This is the most the acting pepper. She has done in the movie.
Oh yeah, and she also boyfriend who, like
oh yeah,
no mention of the guy that died. Doesn't that she? Yeah. I guess was in love with. Who knows?
Less than 24 hours ago, she yeah. saw get murdered in a ditch.
Yeah,
like just brutally.
Literally, yes.
Now, like she's an incel poster girl. They would point to this person and be like, see.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's not a. That's you're not wrong.
You see,
you see. So
put the pills in the people, and the people in the.
Oh. Wow, Bill Cosby impression.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping it current.
Hey guys, hey guys. So now,
I'm blind now. You see, I can't see.
Now, since
is he really blind?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, since Dumpers thankfully. And Federico Mercury you are know what? Killed,
if he's really blind, I forgive him.
Okay. Oh my God.
At least he can't get his hands on anybody anymore.
It's true.
Let's talk about...
The worst thing he did was feed those kids chocolate cake for breakfast.
Oh, no. You're going to have to cut a lot of shit out of this episode.
This is going
to
be real bad.
What were you saying?
Okay. So we are now introduced because Cameron Mitchell's character is like, get fucking Drago! And like he's yelling right. at his goons to get basically the Anton Chigurh of the movie.
Of this universe.
Yeah. Of this universe. And
this kind of movie, there's always the guy.
The badass guy.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. That's always so fun.
Now,
oh, yeah, totally.
When you're like, I get to see what this guy looks like. It's always a thrill.
So
now what does this guy look like?
Okay. So these two other dudes are waiting for Drago. At the airport at sure. Love Field, and they like they're looking for this little like you know plane people coming out and like no one and like oh that's not him, and then the plane drives away and it's this tiny little plane right behind it and Drago's in there and he gets out and like oh I could think that's him and he's this giant long coat and a cowboy hat. And he like lifts up the plane yeah. to like
to move, know, move it I don't know.
Or something like that.
The bit with the planes was strange.
I think it was to show his like strength. Is like wow, he could lift a plane.
Well, and there was also like he flew his own plane here, but it's like a tiny little like stunt plane. So it's like no, he didn't.
Austin, shut up. And so, so Drago.
Also, that's not that impressive. It's like yeah, John Denver used to do that.
Yeah, well,
until he couldn't.
That's so. He walks up to Lucky and Hitch. And the Hitch is like an older yes. dude. And
is
Lucky.
Played by William Smith, who is also Hitch in our movies.
No.
Will Smith.
No
way.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I did not put that together.
It's the same guy?
That slaps.
It's not the same. Oh, you said that slaps. I get it now.
It's because Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars last year.
I didn't see it. That wasn't last year.
That was last year.
It was yeah.
2 years ago.
No, it was last year.
It was last year.
No, it was definitely
it was last
year.
Year. Yeah,
like you're wrong. We both were watching it together.
We were masturbating furiously. At
no, it was 2022. Like, I know for a fact.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, it's now 2024.
So last year.
So 2022's Oscars, which was last year in 2023.
Which is 2020, yeah.
You were incorrect.
No, it was last year.
It was in 2022. All right,
we're pausing the show.
It was King Richard. He didn't get nominated
that was last year.
It was not.
Who won last year?
For what?
For best actor.
I'd have to think about it, but it was not Will Smith.
Was it Adrian Brody for The Pianist?
No, Adrian no. Brody for The Pianist. Oh, March 27th, 2022.
Yeah. Okay. You know why I remember that?
Why?
Because I did not watch that Oscars because I was seeing Nick Cave in New York.
Oh.
And I came, so my wife was with me in New York. She did not go to the concert with me. And she had been watching the Oscars in the hotel room when I came back. That I was like, did I miss anything? She was like, no. I was like, okay, cool. And then the next day I saw the news. I was like, what the fuck?
All right, last year was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. Oh.
Man, and we were so sure about that.
You really were. And I...
I'll cut that part out.
Yeah, yeah. Please do.
You fuck.
So, we're introduced to Drago. And yeah. Hitch...
We are so not deep into this movie. Oh, we're not. Man. We got to wrap this
fine,
up
we're
quick.
Fine. We're fine.
Okay. And Lucky. Everybody's Lucky is like a newer guy. He looks like William Hurt. And but here's the thing, which was really funny, because let's talk about those scenes, and we'll talk about the rest of it where they, you know, are trying to
have their
find...
buddy romance.
Okay.
The bromance.
It's a bromance.
Bromance.
The, yeah. For some reason, this movie decides to have this ultimate badass, Drago, who he looks like the fucking doctor from Human Centipede.
He does.
Oh, he does. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
He does.
And
but bringing in one of those like lone wolf characters, and instead of turning him into like the guy that the other thugs don't like,
yeah.
He becomes everybody's best friend.
Why they do this? I applaud them.
It works so
well.
Like
they go to like this Luby's and they spot
the hotel diner where she's eating her BLT, but she also is putting salt and pepper
and
Tabasco on it. What salt on a sandwich? Like, are you what?
A little salt?
No.
I mean that's just bad writing.
Yeah.
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 Nobody does that.
But Drago and Hitch is an older dude, and Lucky is the younger guy. So he's just kind of like trying to learn.
Well, so we see like in the car on the way there, Hitch and Drago are talking about, oh yeah, you know, I did time here.
No, that wasn't in the car.
That was at the Luby's.
Yeah, they're like watching like a weird trellis.
Yeah.
They're watching them eat,
which some
a trellis.
Old diners used to have. Sure, like the Luby's kind of cafeteria thing.
Sure.
They're basically
old
doing
diners
it like
are
a,
famous for having trellises.
They are.
There was a place in Arlington. It was a.
I believe you.
Yeah, it was just like that. And I assume now that everybody's behind that talking about crime.
Well, they're basically doing a dick measuring contest of just like, oh, who's been to prison the most?
I've been to this place
Sing
and
Sing.
This place,
Leavenworth,
Huntsville.
Sing Sing. And they each name like six jails, which if that were true. They would have each been in jail most of their lives.
Yeah, because these guys are older.
Also, this was post three strikes and you're out. In
Yeah.
So they'd be serving a life sentence somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But then their final thing is because Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash used to tour prisons.
Right.
They say like Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard.
Well,
and they shake hands.
I think that's a reference to specific prisons. So you're saying Johnny Cash, Folsom. I don't know where Merle Haggard's his concert.
No,
was,
I just know the Folsom Johnny
right,
Cash.
Yeah.
And they become best friends immediately, and
they are always reaffirming their best friend.
Yeah,
it's a clear stepbrothers.
Like they're doing fist bumps things.
Oh
like,
yeah,
the entire time now.
Yes,
like, and Lucky's
and
like,
that was,
man, I hope I get to learn a lot
of
from
the
you
entire
guys.
Movie. The thing that I found the most charming was that they decided to make this a thing. And these two old guys were like, you know, I'll never go to prison again.
Yes.
But I enjoyed that prison and I was here and you were here and we understand.
And that's what I wanted to say about this dynamic is that it's clearly something that they, these guys together when they were shooting, they were like, this is a lot of fun. Let's ride this out and just keep it going.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't something that was in the script. They were like, this is working, guys.
Oh, yeah. And implied with the characters is like, you like getting fucked in prison, huh? Me too. I was the Folsom Johnny, and I was full son Johnny.
Jesus.
Like, they're just real into... And Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, it's really code for top or bottom.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Johnny Cash is a top.
Topper.
And Merle Haggard was such a drunk and sleepy, he's a bottom.
Yeah. It was so funny that they did that. And it was
super entertaining. And at first you're kind of like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later on,
you're totally caught
off
guard with like the rest of what the hell's going on in the movie.
Right.
With like Carmen's like just blasé attitude towards like, yeah, who cares about my boyfriend? And then, you know, Clay and Panama's like, good, the FBI. And these guys like, So we just became best friends.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. We, and it, cause it's funny. Cause like, it's as if like Woody Harrelson's character became best friends with Javier Bardem's character, No Country for Old Men.
Right.
And yeah. They're just like, let's hang out right now.
Did we just become best friends? It's, do you want to do karate just, in the garage?
We just became best friends.
It's the weirdest fucking thing. And, yeah. And it's so funny. And I don't know how the movie did it. It earned it.
They stumbled across it. Like, that's the only explanation.
And so, like, then...
It was definitely... Well, it feels like an actor's choice. It was not in the script at all, and it was organic.
That had to be the case. I think the reason it, like, resonates is because, you know, we've seen this other character's boyfriend get murdered, and she's like, whatever. And there's no emotional truth to any of these characters. Right. Then you see these two randos be like, I love you, buddy. And it's like the first time you see it in the film, so you're like, oh, yeah, that's what real humans are like.
Right.
Isn't that weird? Is it like that was the only love in the movie that I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
I mean, a little bit develops between Clay and Panama. Like, you see that they clearly have been doing
that. But it feels narratively forced.
Right, and it's not this is the first time you see it. Like that hadn't happened at that point in the movie yet, is you see their kind of bond.
Their partnership, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they haven't really explored that.
Yeah, it's just they're more just, like, kind of complaining about, like, goody. Yeah. Like, what do you want to do when you're at the FBI?
Yeah, well... They're when you need them. Yeah. They're only going to send two guys over.
Swear to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm Rolf the dog. He's Batman. Swear to me.
Okay. We can kind of skip over a few things because there's a lot of back and forth with this shit.
Sure.
So, like, they kidnap her in the Lubies and they go to a parking lot somewhere. And Drago is also presented as, like, again, the ultimate badass.
Yeah.
And there's still things because, like, he gives Hitch and Lucky a lot of chances.
Right.
And, but, like, they kind of fuck up because, like, Carmen tries to seduce Hitch and Lucky. And,
They're too smart for that.
But the thing is, like, fucking.
They don't like shoulder pads and little boobs.
But
Hitch is too smart for that, and Lucky is, like,
almost not too.
He's like, I should do what that guy did.
Yeah.
Who?
But Lucky's like, hey, I'm impotent.
But the thing is, but Clay and Panama are there. Like, there's like, hey, freeze, and they get in another little shootout. Like, and everyone is always on each other's tails.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Right. There's barely any ever they're not together. Someone would be like, hey, we just pulled over. Oh shit, they're passing us, and they turn around.
They're just like, oh, there they are.
And it was like when they were doing the production schedule, they were like, we need all the actors here for every day.
It's kind of crazy.
They must have, though.
So then we're just going to have them all together in every scene. Because when they're doing these shootouts, they're way too close together to be missing as much as they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're
all bad shots.
Like 10 yards apart from each other, and they're just like not hitting. And it's just like, that's not the way it works.
I'm very surprised multiple times that Panama wasn't shot, like, ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he was, but it just took a long time. Well, I mean, later on. Yeah.
It took, like, a fucking hour and 10 minutes to finally get there.
And there's several moments when they're in shootouts and a character is leaning against, like, an object as, like, cover, but, like, it's not actually cover because the person is shooting at them from the other side.
Like, oh, my God, that person's shooting into the sky as we pass.
Yeah, there's, like, parts where, like, Clay will, like, lean against a car, but they're shooting at him from the same side of the car.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
just like, what are you doing?
And there's so many times where they're in chase scenes where one of the characters are trying to shoot at them in the cars. And so let's get to the part where at some point they kidnap Clay.
They do.
Oh, it's at the fucking the
honky tonk.
The honky tonk.
Oh, that's okay. Right. Yeah, where God, our poor unfortunate black cast member goes into this country, which is apparently a real place. I read.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, real honky tonk club.
We all called it. Was like, ooh, this is not a good idea.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The movie addressed it.
Yes, I did not think it was gonna go there.
Yeah.
Not as far as it did. Where the guy is in there, it's like, oh, I'm black, and everybody here hates me.
Mm-hmm.
And they lean into it hardcore.
Yeah, they did like a reverse Animal House, where like they go to that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And Clay they get into this honky tonk because they're like the car is like overheating and like let's take a break and let's like go to the bathroom or something like that. They go in there.
I couldn't remember. I was like, why did they even go into the honky tonk?
Because Carmen needs to go to the bathroom and but she gets in because it's ladies' night. And but sure even does. For the FBI, it costs $3 of a cover, which is actually not a bad cover.
Because he flashes his badge and she's like, okay, it's $1 a letter then.
Yeah. Do you got that?
$1 a letter.
But when Panama like walks in, everyone is giving him the stink eye.
I didn't know they'd go that far. It's so crazy. Yeah. Everybody's like, in their eyes, boy. And then when they finally address him, all the characters say, boy.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, it's not good.
But it's kind of admirable that they're doing that where they are like addressing it and also is like, I fucking hate this kind of place. I don't want to be here.
I think you're giving them too much
credit. I think you're giving too much credit. I think they thought it was
all
I think
the credit.
I think they thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it also becomes him getting beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And not victoriously.
No.
He gets his ass kicked. And yeah. At the end, he's kind of like, ooh, I got my ass kicked.
And I do wonder about that, like, the guys that beat him up. One is, like, wearing a sleeveless pink thing. And one is also wearing sort of an effeminate thing. Like,
yes.
Is this, what does it's this strange. Mean?
I don't
so
know.
So there was this whole other thing. You guys maybe didn't pick up on it. I have a master's degree, so I pick up on a lot of stuff. Oh, my God. I said that because
college boy. Yeah.
No, but the, like
master,
in
masturbator degree,
masturbator degree.
You're doing. I can't remember her name.
You see?
No. The woman who had the woman who had sex with Paul Williams, Carol.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Carol Burnett.
No, not Carol Burnett. It's Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple.
It's like ooh, Shirley Sugmer.
It's not Shirley Temple. That's Carol Channing. I think you're doing.
No, it's not. Oh. No, it's not. No, because Carol Channing is this.
Diamonds. It's diamonds. Can you believe
it? Diamonds are forever.
But, oh, Shirley. Oh, suck my dick, Shirley.
Gee, Mr. Williams. I suck your dick. Oh, Shirley,
guys,
I'm coming. I'm coming.
I'm here for work.
Yeah, but not anymore. You're going to be there for work because you're going to be searching for a new job. When this airs.
So
no, hold on. I was going to say something.
Oh, what?
You guys didn't pick up on this bit.
Yes.
In an earlier scene when they're in a car crash, like right at the beginning, there's a bunch of weirdly dressed characters.
Okay. Oh, the German characters in the bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they show up later at the hockey
talk. I caught that.
No, you didn't.
I have 3 master's degrees.
And master's debating degrees.
That's true. He rubs himself on the corner of every couch he's ever met.
What?
Yeah, he enjoys the sexual gratification.
It's true. Couches are good to me. Especially love seats.
I don't understand.
Oh, love seats love him.
I'm not following this bit at all.
Well.
It's not a bit. It's life.
It's life. Stop getting on your phone.
One time Wright spilled like an entire plate of pasta on my couch.
What? When? When we were living together?
Another time. You came over and said, hey, I've got some pasta.
You got on a plane
a plate of pasta on the couch?
Yeah, or like SpaghettiOs or some shit. And like you did like the worst job of trying to clean it up.
Oh, man. You taught me how to be clean, by the way.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's very true.
I hope
true.
Your mama taught you that, but she didn't. She was a hoarder.
Yeah, she was a hoarder. But like, what was the meal that I would
your
eat
mom smelled like a...
normally every other day? What, could you name it?
Yes.
What was it? What was it?
Oh, was this food? Your fat meal?
Yeah. A dinner plate about this size. For those not watching,
Lazy Susan.
Who can't see this, it's a Lazy Susan. It's like 24 inches across. It would be a dinner plate about this size, half covered with Kraft macaroni and cheese, half covered with canned chili.
Oh, man.
And how many hot dogs?
Two, three.
At least two.
Yeah. But he
at
would
least
sit,
two.
He would sit down at the table and eat this without a shirt on.
Without a shirt on?
Yeah.
I was so cool.
I feel like that turns off people from hot dogs more than what they come from.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, our AC didn't work, so I had to take my shirt off.
Yeah, that's true. We
You had to.
I had to.
I have a question for you later. It doesn't have to be part of the podcast.
Okay.
Remind me to ask you about that apartment. It's we had inherited some chairs from my family that were like these huge velvet like wing backed chairs, like these ornate chairs.
Yes.
So he was sitting in one of those without shirt, eating like the most fucking trailer park dinner ever.
No, because I remember I really got into Seinfeld when we lived together.
Yes.
So like it was like around 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock in the evening. It was like 2 hours of Seinfeld.
2 hours of Seinfeld. Yeah.
And I was sitting by myself in the living room, eating, like, just, like, shoveling this food in my face.
Just shoveling garbage into your mouth.
Yeah. And you're in your room trying to write, like, the world's greatest, like, screenplay.
About guys playing D&D or some fucking bullshit.
And I was cackling in the other room watching Seinfeld. And I just picture you, like, it's, like, fucking Full Metal Jacket, just, like, trying to hold your ears, like, just, like, I wish he would fucking die. And, because I'm just like, nom, nom, nom. Anyway, wake up.
Yeah, I know. We got to finish.
Okay. So,
where were we?
Where were we? Okay. So, Action USA. So, wait.
But he's gone surfing.
I really
don't know.
Okay. Let's fucking cut to the chase. Now.
So, we have.
How drunk are you?
Very.
Oh, God.
Are you?
He's a little drunk.
I suddenly am very drunk.
Now, this all comes to a head where, like, at one point there is a scene where Hitch, they're all driving a car trying to chase Panama and they kidnap Clay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
After the bar scene.
Yes, they pick him up from the honky-tonk.
Yeah, they pick him up from the honky-tonk. And
it's as though the
you
like fucking revved yourself up. To, like, I did.
So I went down drunk. I went down drunk. I gotta say something here. Let me swallow so I can say.
You want. God bless.
It's as though the same bar that was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes.
Totally, yes.
Yeah. There's a sudden, we need you to get, like, guys to earn our trust.
Yes, yeah.
And the movie doesn't do that, where we earn their trust in the same way.
It's used more of a distraction than anything else.
It's a bunch of white people are like, fuck you, black guy.
Yeah.
And then when they stop doing that, it's...
Oh, my God, you're too drunk.
But no, that's what the movie is.
That is what it is, yeah. It's cantina, and they're like, it's just color in the background, and then they move on.
But it's really shocking.
Yeah.
And then they don't use that for any... And I think they should have used that to character building for the person color in the cast.
It
would have given him autonomy instead of just like, oh, we're in Texas. Oh, look, it's a black guy. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you're totally right. It would have been better if they had been like, come on in, dance with us. Like that would have been
that would
and
been
he got
fun.
To be
yes.
a badass.
Yeah.
And he didn't get to.
Yes.
Yeah. But they do kidnap Clay, and so the three musketeers, bad guys, and
Hitch, Lucky,
Drago. And Drago. They are following still Panama and Carmen. And it ends up on like a fucking highway somewhere. There's like they took
the whole movie ends up on a fucking highway.
Yeah, they take a truck from like two Mexican guys at one point. I wasn't following the
yes.
Yeah.
They come across some laborers on like a ranch.
Okay.
And it's gross because they do the whole like, with the FBI, and then the Mexican people run. He's like, immigration.
It's not a good bit.
It's nasty.
So, but they're in another car chase and like, Drago is out of the car, and he, like, flings out of the car at
he
one
falls
point.
Out of the car.
Yeah. And so,
flings out of the car.
Well, he does. And, but, like, at that point, also, Hitch shoots fucking Panama. And, because Carmen is trying to drive the car. And so Clay and Lucky are trying to fight. They break out of the back of the windshield, the back windshield.
Yes.
And so he, like, they end up shooting Hitch. in the shoulder. And
there's some insane stunts. Like, it's clearly two guys fucking dangerous. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's Trey, out of the back of, like, a Mustang, and they're driving, careening all over the road, and these two guys are clearly barely holding on.
Yeah. And so, but Clay does get into the back of the truck, and so, but they run under, they drive under a fucking 18-wheeler where, like, the hatchback, like, is destroyed.
And guess what blows up?
Well, everything. Then Hitch, but Hitch is still driving. He's still alive. You know, he's gotten shot, and Lucky is flinged out of the car as well.
Yeah.
But Hitch is like, Lucky, you son of a bitch.
And no, like, somebody says, he says, Lucky, I'll see you in hell.
That's what he said. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he just runs into the trailer or the 18-wheeler and is a kabloom-o.
Totally explodes.
Yeah. Now,
the explosion that was like the biggest explosion in the whole movie?
No. There's that other one at the gas station where they're driving around everywhere. It was a very odd, like, slow-mo thing over, like, a stack of tires or something like that. But then some reason,
But I'm about to get that from, like, every angle for that one shot.
It was crazy. It was.
There was one explosion. We were all like, Jesus Christ, that's a huge explosion.
Yeah. It was that one?
Yeah.
It was a gas station. It was seriously, like, Christopher Nolan backed the fuck up.
Yeah,
like,
impressively large.
Yeah, this felt like, hold my beer. Yeah. And so let's cut to the ending where, like, Lucky and Drago, I forget how they kidnap again Carmen or something like that. No.
So they...
Panama is in the hospital.
No. They...
He got shot.
He did get shot. So what happens is Hitch is dead. He explodes in a car explosion.
Yeah.
Hitch got shot, or not Hitch got shot. Panama got shot. They take him to a hospital.
I just said that.
Yeah. You're right. You can cut this out. he's in the hospital. They're all worried about him. And Clay and Carmen are talking outside the hospital. They connect. The emotional connection lands. They're all clearly still in Waco. It's the only nice bridge in Waco.
The San Francisco Bridge in Waco. Yes. Waco.
There's like one suspension bridge in Waco.
It's over the Laco Bridge.
They have sex. They do it.
They don't.
I think it's implied that they do.
No, they don't, because he's like...
I thought they did.
No, because he says, like, I gotta go. I'm tired. I need to go home. I need to go back to the motel. And she's like, oh, but I wanted to fuck.
I think they do it.
I don't think they do it.
Eric thinks... Eric's on my side. Anyways, she wakes up the next morning.
I judge her.
It's that classic cut. She wakes up the next morning. She's naked in bed.
Yes.
She turns off the alarm clock. She rolls over, and who's there?
Drago.
He didn't die. He just rolled out of the car.
But he's doing this thing. Like, he has his hands on his chin. Like, hey.
It's a very playful, like,
yeah.
It would have been so funny. He'd been like, I've been waiting for 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And also, in her response, she says, like, I thought you were dead. It's actually more concerned.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
I thought you were dead. Yeah.
She's not scared.
Yeah, she's not scared. She's like, well, it's good to see you.
So then the bad guys have Carmen again.
Yeah. And so they take her into a nondescript building. What are you doing? Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Clay is in it, like, trying to shoot them out. But then he gets... he goes upstairs.
Trying to shoot them out.
Sorry.
They're clearly in, like, still in construction building in downtown Waco.
And they're at the very top floor. He gets in there, and then Lucky...
That would be, like, blown up at some point.
Yes.
Very soon after that.
Yes. And Lucky corners him. He gets him, and he's, like, taken him to, like, Drago, and is like, where's the fucking diamonds? Or something like that. And just, he takes the little bag. Or no, not yet. No, I forget what they're doing. It's like he's going to shoot Clay, but he's like
Lucky. Yeah, Lucky gets the bag of diamonds. He's going to shoot Clay,
but he's out of bullets.
He's out of bullets because he can't count past whatever.
Six.
Yeah,
yeah. And he's like, oh fuck! It's like, because it's not your lucky day.
Yeah.
And he punches Lucky out of the window.
They don't even show how he gets the bag of diamonds back.
He just grabs it.
I guess
he just... Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you don't see it.
Yeah, well, you don't, but he's holding it suddenly. So you assume he grabs it. I'm just saying, like, you...
Right, but you got to show that in the course of cutting a film. You have to show something
like
that.
This is Action USA.
When this is, like, the diamonds are the, you know, the
Our girl's best friend.
Yeah.
You've got to,
that's what I was going to say. I'm not going to go into any more detail.
But it, like,
it's
the
just
stunt,
weird to cut that up.
The stunt, though, when he kicks Lucky out of the window, it is like a fucking...
He doesn't kick him.
Or punches him,
he
or
punches
whatever.
Him. And the guy flies out of the window like...
For
like,
minutes.
Yes,
ten
like he's
minutes.
The Incredible Hulk.
It is 20 stories tall. It is a very tall building.
Well, and they were very clearly super thrilled with this stunt.
Eric is done with the show.
No, he's just got to go pee. They were clearly very thrilled with this stunt. And I'm sure it took a lot of work and like, you know, people are risking lives. So obviously, like, shoot it from several angles and show us all of them. Fuck it. Why not?
It looks great. Like, for how low budget it is.
Sure.
And like the stunt actor doing this, like, it's quite harrowing to watch it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It's absolutely terrifying. And like,
So he falls 20 stories, lands on top of a car
and dies. And
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he
he's dead.
Explodes,
and he sees Hitch in hell.
And he sees Hitch in hell, and so then now Clay and Drago get to fight a little bit. Drago gets kind of the upper hand, but
it's pretty lame. Yeah,
yeah, and Carmen like beats him with a 2x4 with two nails in it, but like it doesn't really hurt him that much.
No, she doesn't even hit him with a nail part. She just hits him with the broad side of the 2x4. Which
you were just like, come on, it's right there.
Poor choice on her part.
Yeah,
and Drago. After getting hit, just kind of goes like, whoa, and runs away.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this. And now we're basically at the end.
Yes, we're at the end. So Carmen and Clay meet his boss on a bridge.
The guy's like,
yes, his boss, Conover?
Conover.
It's been a while since we started recording this. but I think it's Conover. This is supposed to be their exchange. It's a Bridge of Spies moment, if you've seen that film.
Yes, I have not. So... They, Clay sees something suspicious when he sees his boss,
yes,
Conover, and a couple of goons that are with him at the end of this bridge.
Yes,
and for some reason, also he sees two just motorbikes, dudes,
kids riding dirt bikes in a field.
Yeah, and he's just like, okay,
as
hold
one
on.
Does,
and he tells.
Hold on, can we just? I don't remember why they're meeting on the bridge.
I guess just
is
that,
she
that's
being
the meeting exchange? Spot.
There's nothing
that was
imperative
the plan.
In the like narrative. Like it has to be on the bridge. It just
right.
because it's like a
well,
movie
they say
thing.
This whole thing about like we're gonna meet at the bridge to Jessup. We're gonna do something at the bridge, but I don't remember if she's being transferred to them.
She was supposed to be transferred
as a witness.
She was supposed to be transferred as a witness and also like to provide the diamonds too, and as evidence or something. I don't know. And it's all kind of vaguish. And
but I don't. Okay, sure.
And so he has the bright idea to, I guess, take one of the dirt bikes.
Yes,
and
he's looking at binoculars at like his boss across the bridge, and he's like, I don't. Something about this
something
doesn't feel right.
Fishy, yeah. But he tells Cartman to say like, stay in the car, don't move, blah blah blah.
And he goes and gets a dirt bike. Like this is gonna solve his problems.
Yeah.
Well, how many
of us have thought that? Come on.
I think though that I was like, oh, this could be a quick getaway. If something goes bad. So he drives up there, and so they're like, hey, Clay. And she's like, what was going on? And he's like, did you bring the diamonds? And he's like, yeah, they're over there. And I was like, where's the girl? And I was like, oh, she's around. And so you find out very quickly that Conover is double crossing him.
He's double.
And
he's been in on this the whole time.
And he's been, he basically has been in cahoots with Drago. And
Frankie, I'm assuming? Or is Frankie? He trying to hose Frankie?
I think he's trying to hose Frankie.
Because he wants the diamonds.
He wants the diamonds. Right. He's like, fuck Frankie. He's like, I think even Clay says, like, do you realize what, like, that means? Like, Frankie's going to go after
right.
you?
Yeah, that's not right.
And he's like, I'm going to be retired anyway. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And so.
And it's a lot of diamonds. Like,
It's a handful of trouble.
Like, I don't know what a handful of diamonds like that, what does that mean? Like virtually, financially, like I don't get it. I just know it's in every movie. It's always like a look at this loose bit of diamond.
Yeah, but that's more compelling than I think a stack of money. I guess so. They're yeah.
Because sure. if you get it like a couple of stacks of money, that's just like
stacks of money. Well, that's the sequel to A Handful of Trouble. couple stacks of money.
It's like wow, 50 grand. Wow,
couple stacks of money.
It's a handful of 20s.
Handful of 20s. They, Drago's there. He, like they pin, they find a diamond bag from Clay.
Right.
But also is like, hey, take a look at these binoculars and take a look over there. And they kidnapped Conover.
Right. Or not Panama.
Panama. I wrote Lacage Faux.
Start that over.
They kidnapped Panama from the
hospital,
and he's in a car. And it's like, it's rigged with C4 explosives. If you do anything, I'm going to blah.
Well, he specifically says TNT, but sure.
But as soon as I fought, you're going to die.
I have to point out how stupid it is that it's Clay by himself. There's at least four guys with guns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, give us the diamonds. And he's like, no. And it's just like, why wouldn't they just not...
Yeah.
Just shoot him in the back of the head
and take the diamonds. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But they don't. They're like, we're going to blow up your partner if you don't give us those diamonds that we know that you have on your person.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Look, they're trying to be courteous.
Sure. They're giving him every opportunity.
Yeah, they're trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Maybe he wants to be in cahoots.
Now we all know what the whole thing is. Like, okay, if you were in that position, save the diamonds. Save your relationship to that mobster that they're doing.
Frankie.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Like, which choice?
Yeah, like, are you investing in your long-term future with a mobster? Or are you you're taking a gamble on, I know this is worth money, I'm going to grab it and run.
Man, I don't know. Like, I would think, like,
the cowardice in me. Our generation is poisoned by movies, right?
Well, yeah, no, sure, yeah. Sure. But also, I think that the cowardice in me would have been kind of like, I would have gone with a full like, sure, whatever, man. And like, here's the fucking diamonds.
I
would have been more of like hope for the best.
But also, right. Conover is offering him like, we could double cross Frankie together. Like, you could get in on this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he is.
That's the thing. Like, in my head, I would have probably gone with Conover,
yes,
more than anything else. Because like, well, I mean, we are the FBI. We could just like fucking murder all of them and
exactly.
No one would give a shit.
And just right. Be like, they were immigrants. And
then all of a sudden, because Carmen is looking through the binoculars too, and she's like, oh, shit's going down.
Yes.
And she comes in there and she gets a Molotov cocktail
that's right.
Set up.
She makes it by herself out of, where did she even get the gas? I didn't know.
Oh, from a little gas can that she had at the back of the truck or something like that.
Okay, sure.
And
she
finds a bottle. They're all over the place in Waco, Texas. And
Dr. Pepper used to come in glass bottles.
She comes barreling in. She lights it up and she throws the bottle at the car, or one of the cars, and it explodes.
Right.
Two of the goons jump off the bridge, engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
And so now it's just Conover and... Drago and Clay.
Well,
but Drago just like, well, fuck this. I'm going to steal the diamonds. And he shoots you in the back of the back.
This nerdy guy.
The nerdy guy. No, Austin Presley. You're in starring in this movie.
Can I just say, I've never thrown a Molotov cocktail.
I believe it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a grenade where it's like.
What's your trash takeaway?
What?
What?
Oh, you're recycling.
We're not done with the movie. Talking about the movie.
We're almost there.
Oh my god.
Okay, hold on one sec. We're almost there.
I've never thrown a Molotov cocktail. Obviously.
No.
She throws it.
You really wanted to end the show. You're like, so thank you for joining us.
No, I don't want to be in a crime, but I have had a Molotov cocktail because I pooped.
You pooped?
I pooped.
So
I've never thrown a Molotov cocktail, but it's like when she throws it, it's immediately everybody's like, oh, no. And it's like, it's not like a grenade.
Well,
like, it would take a while.
It's movie logic.
Sure.
It's still movie logic. Yeah. And so Drago shoots Nerd in the back and Drago has the bright idea. Like, I'm going to take the dirt bike that Clay brought in.
Yes.
And do a wheelie. And
he does a wheelie hard.
And this
is like a 60-year-old man.
Yeah. Really hard.
Yeah, really hard. And he does a wheelie, but like Carmen is like going to play chicken with him, and he just like freaks out
right. And
drives off the
bike.
Bridge
yeah.
And explodes, and he falls into the Waco
River.
Lake-o, and then he dies. And
it's almost guaranteed it's just the same river.
Yeah. But at the same time, though, Conover does blow up the car that Panama's in, and it has
Clay
this,
loses it.
Clay is like, no!
Like, classic, is, yeah.
It's great.
Screaming at the camera in the sky.
But he does kill Conover at the same time.
Yeah. Yes, he blasts him.
He goes down there, tries to check out the car. Panama is burned alive, probably.
He's so upset.
And then fucking Carmen's there. And it's like, I'm so sorry. Is what do we do? It's like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, Panama's like,
off
get
screen.
Your ass yeah. over here.
You hear like, hey, come get me out. Oh, that's not the right character.
I'll see.
And Panama's alive.
He's fine. He's fine. He crawled out of the car out. For some unknown reason.
And but also,
he's pregnant. There's gonna be a little baby Clay.
It's not a tumor. And and Panama or no, Clay says like, oh yeah, what's his face, the bad guy,
Conover.
Not Conover.
Frankie.
Drago.
Drago.
He took the.
Lucky.
Drago took all the diamonds. And it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. But maybe I found some loose ones. And he had the diamonds in his pocket the entire time.
He was like, maybe there was a hole in the bag of diamonds, and I have half of the diamonds here.
It was great.
And then there's, as they're walking away, and the camera is pulling back, and they're crossing the bridge together.
Yeah.
Clay and Panama are talking, and they're like, you know, those are government property. And they're like, yeah, but we're the FBI.
But
they're clearly going to kiss later.
She
was a fast machine.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Clean. That's the best woman never ever seen. She had a sightless eyes telling me no lies. Knocking me out with those American thighs. I was already there, but she
okay.
lost my thinking. The earth was thinking, but
quaking.
I don't know where that part came and from.
The
I don't know why we started doing that.
Should
recycling?
We all died long. Yeah.
So recycling, let's take elements of this movie and turn it into something better. What would we want to do? I had something earlier, but I don't remember what it was.
I'm surprised. So there was a moment. Towards the end of the second act,
sure.
where Clay is, this is after Panama's in the hospital, and he's like kind of like, you know, he's sad, he's on the bridge, and he's smoking a cig, and then what's her face is like, but I really want to fuck you, and this is when I was like, this should be a musical as well. Because it's already a fun action movie.
Sure.
It's ridiculous with all the huge crazy stunts. And everyone in it is like just over the top big. Like, this needs to be a fucking musical.
Yeah.
And it needs to be like, it needs to be a jukebox musical. Like,
okay, so what song do you want in that moment?
Oh, man. At that moment?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Let's get specific.
I didn't think that far ahead. That's a really good fucking point.
Yeah.
It needs to be like kind of a depressing song where it's just like,
that's
something around that, like that time, like in the '80s, like, you know, like a Bob Seger kind of thing, but
just like a
slower song.
It needs to
turn the page.
I love that song, but that doesn't hit the right note.
Thinking depressing.
Depressing. I'm thinking depressing.
Degrassi?
I think you're right. So at that point in the course of whatever, a musical or a film, that's like the Dark Night of the Soul. So that's when it's at, like, you're like, we're not going to be able to win. Right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So what do I do? So it has, like you were saying, it has to be like a, oh no, what are we going to do?
Kinda. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know a song, but it needs, like, anytime there's like action scenes, like they're driving around, it needs to be just like TNT. It just needs to be.
Oh my God. I don't know enough about the AC/DC catalog to like,
it's Virgin Vegemite.
Have they ever done any like sad songs about like, we're not going to be able to do it? Like, I don't think
they
have.
In the arms of the angel. It's so
screaming all night long, like all those like flat songs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like those versions where they just like take it down an octave. Like, I was shaking all long. Like, that's what he was singing. It's all these, like different versions of these songs. Like, just do it like that. But I don't know. The movie is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so much fun that it needs to be called Action USA, the musical.
Sure.
And everyone needs to sing, and Ryan Gosling needs to be in it. What's your recycling? Take elements of the movie and turn it into something better?
Oh, God. I think, we touched on this a little bit earlier, but I think the solution, what would have been more fun?
What's the solution?
What's the solution? Let me start over.
Go on.
Eric mentioned this earlier, but I think one of the...
Don't bring me into this.
One of the more fun elements of the movie is the henchmen that turn out to be like...
Yes.
BFFs.
Yes.
And I think it... I don't know. I don't know if it's like a matter of flipping like the script. Flipping the script and making it... Oh, it turns about out it's them. Actually about these guys. Realizing that they're best friends.
Yes. I think it would have been really weird and funny if like... You know, you're following this story about this woman who's like her boyfriend was brutally murdered.
Yes.
And these two FBI agents. And then like this ultimate badass comes in with these two like seemingly douche, like just idiot, like henchmen come in.
Well, one who's a piece of shit and one who's an idiot. Clearly. Yeah.
And then for some reason, because of their chemistry, those three dudes, for some reason, become best friends. And then the rest of the movie, it only takes the point of view from them. And it's just like it.
I love that.
It's such a weird take that like because I don't know how this movie pulls it off for how little that they do show their relationship. Like anytime they're together, it's like when Hitch and Drago are like talking, they're just like, fuck yeah. Like they just every time they're just like, yeah, we're down. Well,
and there's a scene we didn't talk about this, but there's a scene when they're chasing the protagonist, quote unquote. And they start talking about their moms. And they connect on how much they love their mom.
That's right.
And they do a fist bump. And it's like, this is the most genuine character moment we've had in the entire movie.
Exactly.
And it's two henchmen who get fucking blown up later.
It's
so many movies we do don't have that.
Yeah.
It's so weird and so oddly genuine that I...
Yeah. Yeah. I really love the idea of a movie where it's like, I go in thinking I'm going to root for Ryan Reynolds or whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt. Let's say Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Because fuck that guy. And then halfway through, it's like, just kidding. You're actually rooting for Mark Strong this whole time.
So that's what I learned is like...
Wait, no. What's your recycling?
My recycling is to watch this movie and hear people just like you and me.
No, recycling. What's your recycling?
Hear people just like you and me and turn it into a movie that's good, but they say like,
hey, oh my God,
stop making this movie.
So that's your...
Hey, I'm Bill Clinton.
You're going to have to do this later.
Oh no. That's it.
You know what?
Are you doing President George W. Bush?
I'm Bill Clinton.
Are you doing Bill Clinton?
That's your trash takeaway?
No. My trash takeaway is honestly to the movies from this company.
Yeah. Vinegar Syndrome. Or they...
How many have you done on the show?
A lot.
We've done a few.
We've done a handful. But something that I have dismissed for a long time because it seemed like you were too hard for it.
I know. I was too hard for it.
Every time you're too enthusiastic for a movie we do on the show, it's the worst movie we could watch.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it gets pretty hard.
Right's taste in movies and women are terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
No.
But I certain people don't have are really bad at picking movies.
Yeah, no, but he's bad at picking women.
Fair. Yeah. I don't know.
17 minutes. Okay.
He's been, oh, yeah. He was 17 year olds. Yeah, that's what he meant.
He was an incel the entire time that I lived with him.
No, yeah. I mean, he is now again.
That's true. You know what it's like. Eric, you and I should be best friends because only you and I know what it's like.
We know what it's like to sit on a chair that Ryan has been sitting on.
And farting into
you. Yeah. And it might cut you because of the sharp cum.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Help me.
So this company, Vinegar Syndrome?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Do they specialize in finding these really old pieces of shit?
Yeah, basically. They do. Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Whatever, right farts, they have a new DVD.
In 4K.
And a lot. Yeah. They have a lot of movies.
Yeah, okay.
Because of my farts. But no, like, it's... I appreciate that. I really do. Because, like...
Appreciate what?
No, like, I know I get a little too hard for these movies, but...
Well, I mean, as hard as you can.
This movie was very fun.
This movie, I learned that this movie was very fun.
It's an enjoyable watch.
This is basically what, like, what I've learned from this is, like, this is what I've wanted from any of the Fast and Furious movies. And granted, I've only seen a few of them. And, like, I think they're horseshit.
Sure.
Because, and I don't think they're even, like, genuinely that fun because... I think that they're all too in the act of it.
Well,
this is where, like what you were saying earlier, is that they are genuinely like trying with this movie.
Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
And, like, that's what makes this fucking work.
Yes, you can't. Like I said earlier, you can't fabricate camp.
Yeah,
like you have to be trying genuinely.
Right,
and it comes unnaturally.
Right.
Not to bring this back to Phantom of the Paradise. That's why I love Phantom of the Paradise, because everybody in that movie is trying 150%.
Exactly. What did you learn then? Is that the same thing you guys learned? Trash takeaway. What did you learn from this movie?
What did I learn from this movie?
Yeah.
Waco's a fucking shithole.
So,
and nothing good has come out of it ever, including this movie.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Austin, thank you so much for doing this.
Guys, it's an honor. I hope I can do this again.
I really hope you never do it again.
Because you are tired and drunk and you're a sleepy boy.
It is very late. I'm sorry.
It is so late.
I could talk about this movie for another 2 hours.
Yeah, we've all had a good time.
Yeah. Would you recommend watching this movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's 100%. Fun. It's so much fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Get some drinks, watch the movie, you know, order a pizza, watch the movie.
Buy it from Vinegar Syndrome. Yeah.
Yes.
And
I don't know what that was, but sure.
Are they a sponsor?
Yeah. Are you getting a kickback?
I really hope so.
We aren't.
10 cents from every Vinegar Syndrome purchase that comes with the podcast.
We get one.
I'm getting 10 cents on the $20.
Just, we get one prostate
just
stimulation.
Just use the promo code fucking bullshit podcast. And you can get 10% off, and Wright gets a 10 cent.
And I have to pay for some reason.
Happy for you doing the show there, you know. And
I don't know what that is.
No, I just need to stay awake.
Hey, really do appreciate it.
You seem fine.
Right.
Yes.
I love you, buddy.
I love you too. Eric, I love you.
You're fine.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
You've got great microphones, man.
Wow.
Eric, it's been good to hang out with you, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know why I feel like I want to say this in the con. Maybe just because No, it's going down on history. We've got an eye on recording.
All right, you're going down on history.
We're going down on history. No, but it's... I enjoy your sense of humor. It's fun to hang out with you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Not me either.
No, but it's like I feel I've known high school for a long time.
I know high school right for a while.
You know that guy that's as big as a high school, yeah?
Oh, God damn it.
He has as many kids in him.
But I feel like it's like, yeah, I know Eric too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Fit right in there.
This is great. This is a good one.
Now, Red on the other hand.
Oh, Red.
Red.
Yeah, well, we gotta get out of here.
No, you gotta have one straight man.
Well we're working on it.
Don't count on
it.
When the sun goes down, my clothes start looking finer. When the moon is round, my beauty blazes higher.
Intro song Too Easy and outro song Charlotte's Web, both provided by the wonderful White Ghost Shivers. Please follow them on all social media outlets, as well as find their music wherever great music is sold.